You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This happened on the last day of college classes 1 year. I went to a large university in a pretty typical college town. I had a group of friends and lived with two other roommates, Sarah and Courtney, in an apartment. We had a lot of other friends in our friend group as well. So after we had all finished our finals on the last day of school, everybody was going out. I'm not really a huge drinker, so I never really have more than a couple of drinks on any occasion, but I still would go out with friends and have a good time. So that afternoon, when everybody was done with classes, we went to a friend's house to hang out. This went on into the night, and then we started going to bars. We went to one, and many other college students were there as well. It was fun, but as the night got later, things got crazier. It turned into a pretty classic college night out. The bars were crowded, almost everybody got drunk, and we ended up going to several different bars. People would hang out at one, then walk to another nearby one. It was hard to keep track of where everybody was.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch the chase for the cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Some of my friends were still at the previous bar, most were at the current one that I was at, and some went to another. Once it got past midnight, a few people started to go home. I was hanging out and talking to some people at one of the bars where I think most of my friends were. I know that Sarah was there, but Courtney had gone to another one. I heard that some people were at a different bar, and I liked that one better, so I decided to walk there. It wasn't that far away, and as I was going there, I got a phone call. I looked and saw that it was from Courtney. I had not seen her in a while, and I wondered what she was doing, so I answered the phone. When I did, she said, "Help." She sounded very upset. Then she asked if I could come and get her. I asked what was wrong, and then she hung up the phone. Now, I knew that Courtney had been a little bit drunk, so I was concerned for her, and I tried to call her back because I didn't know where she was. When I called her, though, she did not answer. Then she sent me a text, which was her location. I put it in my GPS, and it was about a 10-minute walk from where I was. So I decided to go there. I didn't recognize the place. It was not a bar, but it appeared to be a house. I walked there by myself, which definitely was a bad idea, but I wasn't with anybody at the time. So when I got there, it was a dark and quiet street, but it looked like a pretty typical college neighborhood. A lot of smaller, older houses, all pretty close to one another. I saw where her location was, and it was inside of the house. I didn't know who lived there, so I didn't know why Courtney would be there. Now I was feeling pretty nervous. I walked up to the front door, and in doing so, I noted that all the lights in the house appeared off. Could this have been a mistake? I tried calling her again, but was sent directly to voicemail immediately. When I got to the door, I saw that it was already open. I looked inside the front door and pushed it open a little. It creaked, but I heard nothing inside. There were no noises of anybody talking or anything. It was almost like the house looked abandoned. I stood there in the doorway, looking and listening for a good minute or so. I just felt like it was a bad idea to walk inside, but Courtney was supposedly in there, and I needed to help her. Then I suddenly heard footsteps. I saw a male figure walking through the darkness inside. He was very quickly walking straight for me. I just turned around and sprinted away from there. I ran off out of the yard and into the street, and then across the street. I heard the guy going out of the doorway and starting to run after me. I cut through the neighbor's property across the street, and I even hopped the fence. Then I went to the next street over and ran down it for a while. By that point, I felt like I had lost the guy, I didn't hear him, and when I looked around, I didn't see him either. I wasted no time, and I dialed 911. I told them of what happened, and I thought that my friend needed help. So I waited there, and about 10 minutes later, a police car arrived. He went to the house and then knocked on the door. A while later, Courtney came to the door crying. I was glad to see her again. I found out all the crazy details a short time later. She said that a guy at the bar had been talking to her. Somehow he convinced her to let him give her a ride to another bar. But he didn't go to another bar. Instead, he drove to the house. Then another guy was there and they forced her to go inside. They would not let her leave and forced her to call me and tell me to go there too. The guys then sent the location text to me and took her phone away from her. She was held in one of the rooms against her will and thankfully not harmed but was threatened. I guess they had seen me with her and wanted us both. What the plan was after I got there, I guess, was to make me go inside and kidnap us. It came awfully close to happening, but I'm glad that it didn't. After I got away, both guys left the house. However, they did not return. The men ended up being located and caught a while later. The house was not theirs, but belonged to a friend who had just moved out. It was such a crazy experience. I'm very happy that Courtney is okay and that I did not go into that house. This happened back when I was in high school. I was a junior, and I was really excited for the school year to be over and it to officially be summertime. In my classes, a few of them had final tests, and others we didn't do anything.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
In the second to last class of the day, it was geography. We had completed everything for the semester, so we were just watching a movie. We were all waiting for the school day to be over at that point. I don't recall what movie we were watching, but I saw a lot of movies in high school. I just remember that we were watching it on the teacher's smart board. Out of nowhere, the screen went black for a second. Then, with an all-black screen, these creepy messages started coming across. The first thing it said on the screen was an expletive about the high school. Then the text changed and said, "I can see you all." After that, it started saying more weird stuff like that. I don't recall everything. It was kind of like a slideshow on the screen, where it was all black except for the words, which were in some generic font. It was honestly kind of creepy and unsettling. Everybody thought that it was really strange. At first, I figured that it was a prank. It made sense for some kids, probably seniors, on the last day of school to hack into one of the computers and do this. It was still really weird, though. When all the students, including myself, saw it, a few said something. The teacher saw it too, and after like 30 seconds or so, she tried doing stuff on her computer. She didn't know what was going on. It didn't stop. Then she ended up restarting her computer and the smart board. At first, that seemed to work. But then, like right after we started the movie up again, the words came back. It was like somebody was hacking into the smart board. I didn't know what was going on, and the strange words appeared on the screen again. They started to get more threatening. I remember one of them saying something like, "You better watch out," and "Everybody be careful." As it kept going, the teacher ended up unplugging the computer and the smart board from the wall. She then said that she was going to see what was going on and we could talk amongst ourselves, but behave. Then she left the classroom. We were all talking about it, wondering who had done it. The messages had been very cryptic, and to me, I still thought that it was probably a prank by some students. The teacher was gone for at least 5 to 10 minutes. When she came back, she didn't say much. She just said that we were going to just hang out for the rest of the class period and not watch the movie. Then she started talking with us about summer plans and things like that. In the midst of that, all the lights went off. This was really strange. I didn't know what was going on, if somebody was messing with us or what. The power had basically gone out in the classroom, and the teacher then got up and said she would be right back again. She left the classroom only to return like a minute later. She said that all the power in the school had gone out. There wasn't a storm going on or anything, so I didn't know why. Then she also said that the school was now in a lockdown. I went from thinking it was a funny prank to actually feeling worried. The mood in the classroom went down considerably. We all sat there in the dark and waited. It got really quiet in the classroom. Not long after that, the lights did come back on, but the lockdown was still in effect. The lockdown ended up going past the normal time of when our class would be out. It was very confusing. Finally, the lockdown ended. We were let out of that class and went to our final class of the day for a shorter time period. Not much was said about the lockdown. At the end of the school day, we all went home for the summer. I tried to find out what on earth had happened. The only thing that I found out was that it was not a prank by some students. It had happened from somebody who did not attend the school. That's really the only thing that I ever knew about it. I continued to go to the school and I graduated from there. Nothing else was ever really said about it. To me, that experience still seems really creepy. It was just so unsettling to see those texts over the screen. I still want to know who was behind it. This happened back on the last day of school 1 year. I was in high school and it was the final day of sophomore year. It had been a fun school year and the last day of school is always fun. Everybody's in a good mood and I remember that I was talking to all my friends. When the school day had ended, I did not ride the bus home, but instead decided to walk back. That way I could stay at school longer and talk to my friends some more. I was talking with Sydney, who was my best friend, as well as a couple of other girls. Then, probably 20 minutes after school had ended, I started to walk back home. I had walked home occasionally throughout the school year. It was only about a 15-minute walk to get back because I lived pretty close by. The city that the school was in was pretty average, but the way back home was on a few sidewalks and through a park. In that area was a lot of trees, not necessarily a woods, but a good number of trees and other plants. So when I was walking back, there was really nobody else walking besides me. I started to notice footsteps a ways behind me about halfway back home, though. This was just before entering the park. I didn't really know who it was. After getting into the park, I looked behind me, but the path was curved, so I couldn't see the person at all because they were out of view and too far back. I continued walking and wasn't really worried or anything. When I got to a straightaway, I continued hearing the person. After making it to the end of the park, right when I got back to the sidewalk, I decided to look behind me again. When I did, I suddenly heard, and just barely saw, somebody run off the trail and behind a few trees and bushes. This struck me as very suspicious, because if they were just a regular person walking, then why would they dart off like that, like they were trying to hide from me? I stopped and watched for a few seconds, but they did not come back into my view. So I turned and continued walking, except now I was concerned. They were probably almost 100 feet back, and I had seen them for like a split second. I couldn't tell who it was, but it definitely looked like a man. I was wondering if it was a guy that maybe I knew from school and he was joking around or something. That just seemed unlikely, though. As I kept walking, I looked back a few more times. I was pretty close to my street now, but I didn't see whoever had been following me. It's like they stopped where they were when they had gone off the path at the end of the park.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
I thought that maybe me discovering them scared them off and they were not going to follow me anymore. That is, if they were in fact following me in the first place. I walked back pretty fast and decided to just try to make it home and not look behind me anymore. I was just going to scare myself if I did. So I walked the rest of the way back home and didn't notice hearing any footsteps behind me. When I arrived back, I went inside and was home by myself. My parents were still at work, which was typical for a school day. They were due back home at about 5:30 or 6, so I'd be home alone for a few hours. After making it back inside, I felt a great relief that I was no longer outside walking. I had never felt scared or in danger all the other times that I had walked home from school, not until this day. I looked out of the front window of the house, just curious as to who had been following me. I was kind of making sure that the person had gone, but then I saw someone. There was a man walking down the street who came into my view. He was on the sidewalk, and I didn't recognize him as a neighbor or anything, but I did recognize him as the guy who darted off the path when I had spotted him. I hadn't seen the guy's face before, but I had seen the basic colors of the clothes that he was wearing, and this was the same. The man looked to be fairly young, but certainly no high school kid. As he walked down the street, he didn't seem to do anything too suspicious. He ended up going past our house and down the street. I felt much better at that point. Whether he had been intentionally following me or not, it seemed as though he didn't know which house was mine. I went away from the window and then unpacked my school stuff for the year. Then, about an hour later, as I was hanging out inside, I heard a knock on our front door. I was not near the door, but I had a bad feeling about it. I walked into the other room and sort of had a view. I saw the same guy standing there. Instantly, I was freaked out. I went back to the other room and called my mom in a panic. She told me to call the police if I felt in danger. I went back over to the edge of the room to see the guy. He knocked again, stood around, and appeared to be looking around as well. Then he finally walked away. I went over to the window and watched him walking off down the street. I did not call the police now that he was gone. My parents got home within the next hour, and the man did not return. After that, I never saw him again. To this day, I wonder if he had stalked me home, and what would have happened had I answered the door. Perhaps there was some kind of a logical explanation. I'm really glad that I didn't answer, though. I went to a university that was about an hour away from home. I lived in the dorms for my freshman year and my sophomore year as well. This takes place at the end of my sophomore year. On the last day of school, my plan was to drive back home. Because we were supposed to move out of the dorms by the following day anyways, and because I only lived about an hour away, it was doable, and my roommate had packed up all her stuff and she moved out like right after finals were done. I didn't really have that much stuff at college with me. Pretty much just my basic things like clothes and school supplies, as well as some other stuff. I spent some time with college friends in the afternoon, and then went back to the dorm in the evening. I began packing my stuff, which I should have done earlier, but it didn't really take that long. By the time I was done, I started bringing everything out to my car in the dorm parking lot. It was around sunset at this time, so the parking lot was quiet and mostly empty now. As I was carrying boxes and other things into my car, I was on like my third or fourth trip to the car. I was struggling with some large boxes, and this random guy came up to me seemingly out of nowhere. He looked much older than most college students, and he asked to help me with the boxes. He took one, and I said thanks, and he put it in my car. The man then asked me where I was going. I said that I was moving out of the dorms and going home. He told me that he also went to the college. I believed him because even though he was older, people of any age can go to college. He stood around as I put the boxes in my car, but he didn't say anything else. Then I said that I was going to get more stuff. He asked if I needed help, and I said no thanks. So then the guy started to walk away. I went back up, got more stuff, and then came back out. When I got to my car again, I saw the man. He was standing far away at the other end of the parking lot, almost out of sight. He was standing sort of next to a car. I put my stuff in, and then had one more trip to make. By that point, my car was loaded up with stuff. I went back and then brought my final stuff out and noticed that the guy was still in the same spot in the parking lot. He then got inside of the car that he was by over there. Before leaving, I went back into my dorm room to clean it. We were supposed to leave the room clean and I didn't want to get in trouble. That didn't take me too long though, maybe 10 or 15 minutes. Then I left the dorms and went back to my car again. When I was getting into my car, I noticed that the guy's car was still there and he appeared to be inside of it now. So then I texted my parents that I was leaving, and then I started driving back home. The exit to the dorm parking lot was on the other end, and I had to drive right by the guy in his car. I remember that right after pulling out, I saw him leave and pull onto the road behind me. I found this odd because he had been sitting there for such a long time for some reason. I drove off campus and then went through the town to the highway. The entire time, the guy stayed behind me. When he got onto the highway after me, I started to get worried about it. What if he was deliberately following me for some reason? I didn't want to think that that was a possibility, but what else was I supposed to make of it? I drove down the highway, which I would be driving down pretty much the whole way home. After I went for a good 30 minutes, I was getting much closer to being back, and the guy was still right behind me. By that point, I was really concerned. I saw a sign for a rest stop up ahead, so I decided to go there. If he followed me there, then there would be no mistaking that he was deliberately following me. I nervously took the exit, and the man behind me did the same. That's when I started freaking out. I pulled into a parking space, and the man parked like two or three spaces away from me. I didn't get out of my car, but I took out my phone and called my dad. I told him what was happening. Meanwhile, the man stayed in his car and did not get out, as I did the same. My dad answered, and when I told him what was happening, he told me to look up directions to the nearest police station and drive straight there. So I did just that, and then left the rest stop. As soon as I did, the man left as well. He followed me all the way to the police station, but he did not go into the parking lot when I did. He drove away instead. I parked in the police station lot for a while. I saw a cop, and I told him what happened. He was nice and offered to follow me back to the highway, which was only like a mile away from there. So I drove back and didn't see the guy. I got back on the highway and then made it home safely. I never saw that guy again. I'm pretty sure that he didn't even attend my college. This happened on the last day of school, my junior year of high school. It's something that I remember from time to time and is just really weird. I still wonder about it. I don't know if you will find this to be super scary, but I think it's just really odd, and when it happened, it sort of freaked me out. So, I went to about an average-sized high school. If my memory is correct, there was about 300 kids in each grade, so roughly about 1,000 total students. I knew pretty much everybody in my grade, or at least knew of them. I also knew most of the students in the grades surrounding mine as well. When you spend that much time at a place every day, you recognize people. So, on the morning of the last day of school, I got there like any other. I drove my car to and from school every day. It was an old car, which was also my first car. I couldn't afford the parking pass for the student parking lot, so I would park my car down in this free parking lot that the school had. It was farther away and by the baseball field and surrounded by woods on two sides. When I got inside of the school, my habit was to go to my first hour class early. I would typically sit in the classroom and drink coffee and go on my phone. I was always tired after waking up for a while, and I was never one to be out in the hallways talking that early. My first hour class was a history class, and even though the classroom would be open, the teacher was never there until right before it started. He would typically talk with other teachers in the lounge, and then would come in the classroom like 2 or 3 minutes before it started. I was also typically the first person to arrive at the class. So I got there this morning and noticed this girl sitting at one of the desks in the back. I didn't know who she was. She was the only person in the classroom other than me now, and I had never seen her before. She had dark brown hair and was somewhat tall and appeared to be around my age, maybe even older. She was just sitting there, but she wasn't in my class. I knew that for a fact. I thought that she might be a senior or something. She didn't say anything or even look at me when I entered the room. I sat down at my desk, which was a couple of rows in front of her. I did my normal routine of drinking coffee and going on my phone. It was dead silent in the room, and it got kind of awkward. She wasn't taking a test or anything like that. She wasn't doing anything at all, it seemed. Of course, I couldn't see her from where I was sitting, but when I had arrived in the room, it didn't look like she was doing anything. I decided to say something to be friendly and break the silence. So I said, "Last day of school, finally." She said nothing at all. After a few seconds, I turned around to look at her. I was going to ask her who she was, but before I could, like right when I turned around, she got up and walked right out of the classroom rather quickly. I remember that she had a really serious look on her face, and that stopped me from saying anything. It was strange, but I just brushed it off. Soon after, some of the other students started to arrive. Then the teacher got there, and then everyone else, and class started. After that, the school day went on, and it was a typical last day of school, with final tests and in other classes just doing fun stuff. When the school day was over, I talked with some friends, and then left and walked out to my car. I had stayed a little bit later than usual with it being the last day. So when I got all the way down to the parking lot where I parked, it was almost empty. I arrived to my vehicle and then got inside. Before I could back out, though, I noticed somebody walking in the parking lot who was walking behind my car now. They were in the way of me leaving, so I had to wait for them to walk past. But they stopped right behind my car and just started standing there.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. and there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
I realized that it was the same girl who I had seen in my classroom, and she was just standing there behind my car, not moving. I couldn't back out, so I sat there waiting for her to pass. I wondered why she wasn't going anywhere. She didn't appear to be doing anything. She wasn't on her phone or talking with anyone or anything. After like a good solid minute, I opened my door and got out of my car. I was going to ask her what the deal was. As soon as I did, though, she started to move. She walked away from my car and then went to the right. As she did, I asked what was going on. She didn't answer me or so much as look at me. She walked through a few empty parking spaces and then into the grass. Then she just started walking right into the woods, and there was no path there. So she was just walking into the dense woods in the middle of all the trees and stuff. It was so weird. I watched her keep walking through the woods until she was out of sight. Then I just shook my head and went home. I never saw the girl again after that day. I don't think she even went to my school. So who was she, and what was she doing there, and why did she act so weird? I still wonder those things to this day.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2 hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Quality proteins aren't just for special occasions. With Omaha Steaks, you get unbeatable flavor and value delivered right to your door. They have an unmatched selection of perfectly portioned proteins, including USDA certified tender, steaks, burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and more. All flash frozen at their moment of peak quality. Then quickly delivered to your door in a dependable cooler. So a great dinner is just minutes away. From Taco Tuesday to a weekend feast, Omaha Steaks practically invented meat delivery, and they've been perfecting the art of premium proteins for over 100 years. With their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can order with complete confidence. Taste the Omaha Steaks difference, a better, more convenient way to buy proteins. Start getting flavorful proteins delivered today. Visit OmahaSteaks.com and get $35 off with promo code AUDIO at checkout. That's OmahaSteaks.com, code AUDIO. Terms apply. See site for details.